The Radio Today programme with Audioboo.
Thank you for connecting with the Radio Today programme. I'm Trevor Dan. All the usual delights to come, Roy Martin's news and David Lloyd's radio moments. But first, let's concentrate on something that happened, or rather didn't happen, last weekend. If you were tuning into Jazz FM expecting to hear the legendary funk and soul DJ Robbie Vincent do his last show, well, you'd have been disappointed because he told the station he was leaving. And then they said, well, you can't do your last show. So we thought we'd better find out what exactly has been going on. Robbie, how are you?
OK, lovely to talk to you, Trevor. I did leave suddenly, I have to say, and I left suddenly because enough was enough. And the whole Jazz FM thing was very brave, if you think about it, to start a station, to go national, all in very, very hard times. But that all sort of caught up with him, and I didn't really want to stay somewhere for reasons. There are plenty of reasons I wouldn't make public, but the station itself was contracting, and that isn't why I joined. I like the cut and thrust, you know, of being national and international and drawing in new people. But to dive off the national platform and just be a London local station was not for me. I did leave suddenly. But what I would have done, let me tell you what this programme would have sounded like. It would have been, you know, this is my last programme. There are exciting changes on Jazz FM. They've decided to go in a different direction, and I've decided not to go with them. But I wish them lots of luck.
I guess they must have thought, though, that they couldn't take that risk. You know, were they thinking, well, we all know Robbie, bit of a loose cannon. You know, perhaps if we let him on the air, he's going to have a go at us.
Well, I'm still a loose cannon. But if I had said to them I was not going to do anything that would alienate anybody, but just do a professional goodbye and wish them luck, and I would have been mentioning some of the great on-air talent they've got, because the reason the station has survived is because of people like Chris Phillips, with a deep knowledge of soul and jazz and a terrific ear for new material, and that's the important thing. And there's people like Nigel Williams, full of passion. There's Jeff Young, who's now taken over my show and has sort of followed me from Radio London to Radio One over the decades, all with a passion for the music. And that's what I would have sort of said. Well, I'm leaving what I used to do with a group of very, very talented people.
What was the audience reaction then, Robbie? I mean, with Twitter and Facebook these days, we can get a pretty accurate idea of the numbers, can't we?
Well, Twitter went absolutely potty. It just didn't stop. And goodness knows how many Twitters there were, but I do know there was at least 16,000 people who got in touch on Facebook unhappy that I had said that I was unable to do my final programme. So there are a lot of angry people out there, and this carried on for days. I mean, the whole thing exploded, I have to say, in a way I didn't really expect. It's sort of quite flattering in a way, but a bit overwhelming in another sort of way.
Robbie, I don't know whether you ever came across a footballer when you and I were much younger than we are now, called Len Shackleton. He wrote his autobiography, and he included in it a blank page which had a chapter heading, which was something like, what most football chairmen know about football. And I'm wondering if you were writing your autobiography, whether you might do something similar about the kind of people that you've met over a long career who've run the radio stations that you've worked for. I mean, I guess you've come across some pretty good examples of inept management, haven't you?
Fancy asking a loose cannon a question like that. I definitely, of everybody broadcasting at the moment, have had experience of more idiot management than anybody. I'm absolutely convinced of that. And I didn't realise that you were so well read. Len Shackleton's page was a great idea. And I did know he did this, and I wish I'd remembered it so I could use it. And perhaps I will use it. Just leave a blank page somewhere. And an example I can talk about, you've got to remember that I left the other Jazz FM when it was taken over by GMG, I think it was called, or I forget, because these groups change their names so often.
Yes, when it became Smooth.
Smooth. And, you know, I in talking to one of the guys who came down, I realised that the kiss of death had arrived. And, you know, I was too young to die. I couldn't wait to leave that station. And I said to myself, it's going to be an utter disaster. These are people who are completely out of their depth, don't know what they're doing in the capital city. Sure enough, they managed to lose the more audience than any radio station in the history of radio. And it's just strange that I should have come across that sort of ineptness. And then I start to see it again and again and again. And not just at Jazz FM, it's everywhere, just everywhere. Now, and jazz and soul and blues are a real niche, and you need people who understand it. You can't run a niche station in particular on a shoestring because it don't work.
Here's the thing, though, Robbie, you know, is there any likelihood of a station like Jazz FM or an online stream called the Robbie Vincent Funk and Soul Show 24/7, is there any chance of something like that ever making any money, or isn't it just a bit too niche?
Good question. They had an audience of 700,000 to 800,000, which I think, in again, going back and credit, it was a brave shot. I think that's a fairly healthy audience on digital. The trouble is, and I think everybody ought to be aware, that the national digital platform is hugely expensive. And I suppose had we been a pop station, maybe, you know, it would have survived. Would something like this survive nationally? Yes, it would. There are plenty of blue chip advertisers that would have liked to have sponsored various shows. I mean, you know, they didn't even bother to try and find a sponsor for my show. Does that make sense?
Well, it doesn't make any sense the way you tell the story, but, you know, these people are in that business to make money. Why on earth would they not look for a sponsor?
I must backtrack a little bit. I'm not suggesting that necessarily Jazz FM's management and structure, the actual money bit, is inept. I think they've done jolly well to survive. But within a shoestring organisation, which it has to be, you get what you pay for.
What's the future for Robbie Vincent then? Are you going to follow Mike Harding or Andy Kershaw and set up an audio stream of your own?
No, I'm not. Trevor, I think I'll just sit back and think and take a period of reflection and maybe take a sabbatical which lasts for the rest of my life. You know, I'll miss finding the great track, and I miss my dear listener, because all this talk about inept management and not having enough money, my principles have always been, and you know this, is the audience. It's my dear listener. And I don't say that flippantly. I sincerely and always have. I only ever did a programme for the dear listener. And you can tell by the hits on Facebook. I mean, they are very passionate, very passionate. And it is a type of music that attracts that passion. They are the people I care about. And if I feel that they're not being well served, I can't stay on air and pretend.
Well, I'm sure everybody listening to this, Robbie, wishes you every success. We hope your sabbatical is short and that you're back on the air soon. If anybody listening is thinking, ha-ha, Robbie Vincent might be available for my station, I'm sure they'll get in touch with you, or if they get in touch with us, then we will put them your way. Thanks again, Robbie.
Okay, it's a pleasure, Trevor.
Let's have some new show in air from Roy Martin.
The Radio Today programme.
Thank you, Trevor. The big stories on Radio Today this week include a new network head of music at KISS, a new content controller at Radio City, and a new MD at Star Radio Northeast. There's also a new breakfast show lined up at Heart East Anglia and at Real Radio XS in Manchester. Also, Jazz FM announces its decision to leave National DAB, and the entries are now open for the Radio Academy Awards. I won't be here next week, as we've got a special digital edition of the Radio Today programme, so that just leaves me to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Radio Year.
Thank you, Roy. After this message from one of our sponsors, we'll have some radio moments with David Lloyd.
In these days of interactivity with the World Wide Web, make it easy for your listeners to share their voices with you via Audioboo. They simply download the app to their mobile device, record a boo, and send to your station. It's that simple. And just to prove a point, this ad was recorded as a boo and sent in from the corner shop. Audioboo. Sharing voices with the world.
Radio Moments.
Presenters don't often buy the radio station they appear on, but this week, 16 years ago, Chris Evans did.
I think Virgin Radio is probably the jewel in the crown of all of it. It has to be. You know, we represent a triumvirate of national commercial stations, both or rather representing different things. And I think it's really important. I think it's a bit unfortunate that we're deprived of being able to reach bigger audiences because of the quality of our signals and the type of signals we have. And I think it's the last bastion of monopolisation.
Chris Evans, who's Ginger Media with Apex, bought Virgin Radio for £85 million this week in 1997. And staying with acquisitions, 6 years ago, EMAPS sold its magazines and radio businesses to Bauer for £1.14 billion. This week, just last year, one Radio 4 presenter ended their reign after 23 years.
Well, it has changed. I mean, mainly, I suppose, because of all those different communications technologies that have come in. I mean, you know as well as I do, Rusula. We tweet now, we Facebook. We can broadcast from anywhere in the world thanks to satellite technology. We can almost broadcast from our smartphones. None of that was possible 2 decades ago. We can do so much more. We can go to so many more places. And I hope it means that in some way we can actually tell people more of what's going on in the world than we certainly could a couple of 20 years ago.
The engagement and gravitas of Robin Lustig signing off this week last year from The World Tonight. And staying with Radio 4, this week 25 years ago, a surprise call to the Today programme.
The time is 13 minutes to 7, and let me bring you up to date with this morning's big news. Mr. Gorbachev is cutting short his visit to New York and flying straight back to the Soviet Union because of the earthquake in Armenia. It means, of course, that he will not be coming to Britain. We have on the telephone now from 10 Downing Street, Mrs. Thatcher, who I gather has just heard the news, Prime Minister.
Hello, good morning. I heard it on your news briefing. It was the first...
Oh, to be producing that show on that day. This week, in 1975, LBC was still a comparatively new station, finding its feet and competing with the BBC through immediacy, really. When the Balcombe Street siege ended with the surrender of 4 IRA members and 2 hostages released, LBC reporter John Snow was on the scene with the first reports using a mobile radio telephone.
The evidence so far is that we are right at the very end of this siege.
A young John Snow this week in 1975. The technology in 1901 was even more basic than John's phone. Marconi fiddled around with it, though, enough to make the first transatlantic transmission.
Not a shrub or a tree. Only a deserted military hospital, in one room of which Mr. Marconi set up his apparatus. We had brought 2 15-foot balloons and 6 kites for the purpose of elevating the aerial.
Happy birthday, radio, this week in 1901. Couple of birthdays now. Who are these?
Britain's favourite Radio 1.
Back full of soul music on a Saturday night. The old and the new mixed together. Robbie Vincent from Saturday.
Great band, great lunchtime menu today, chosen by Jem Redman from Huddersfield. Hothouse Flowers and Don't Go. We're going to be bashing out the music on 1FM.
The voices of Andy Peebles, who's 65 this week, and Gary Davis, who's 56. Happy birthday. So, with reports 39 years ago that Capital had overspent its launch budget by £125,000, Hallam announcing 8 years ago that Daryl Denim was to return, and Debonair becoming double Debonair this week 33 years ago, those are this week's Radio Moments.
UK-voiceover.com.
Audio production starting from £3.
UK-voiceover.com.
On Twitter at UKVoiceover.
Thank you, David. Next week we shall be talking DAB. It's the week of the big announcement. Keep in touch with all the news and gossip at radiotoday.co.uk and watch out for something special in the podcast department. This has been a TDC production. We'll see you next week. Cheers.